This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. Hello, and welcome to Happier, a podcast that gives you strategies and tips for how to build happier habits into your daily life. We discuss cutting-edge science, the wisdom of the ages, lessons from pop culture, and our own experiences. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness and good habits. I'm in New York City, and with me is my sister, the sage, Elizabeth Kraft, who's my happiness guinea pig and questioner.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA, and Gretchen makes me happier, even if it's against my will.
This week, we'll talk about the one-minute rule as a habit that helps to keep clutter under control. No, we won't be talking about that today. Today, we're celebrating our fifth anniversary as a podcast.
Yes, that was the opening from our very first episode. It is hard to believe it has been 5 years.
Yeah, there we were 5 years ago, starting out. It's hard to believe. And we've hit 5 years, but we hit another milestone. We have hit 100 million downloads. It is amazing.
Yes. Gretch, who knew when we recorded that first intro that someday we would have 100 million downloads?
I know. It's crazy. Now, for that first episode, in a few days, just as a bonus episode, we are going to play that first episode for you on February 28th. And in the bonus episode, we will talk a little bit about our reflections on that episode now. Because, Elizabeth, now, looking back on it, I had so many thoughts. We've come so far.
Yes, we both listened to it recently, and it was really interesting.
Yeah. So this episode is going to be our fifth anniversary extravaganza. We will talk about our origin story, which people often ask us about it. We will review some of our favorite Try This at Homes that have really resonated with listeners over the last 5 years. We will talk about a few of the ongoing debates that are still provoke lively conversation. And we will talk about some of our very favorite highlights from the past year, some of the funniest things and our favorite memories. Well, let's start with the origin story.
Yes, people ask us all the time, how did the podcast start?
Yeah, listen, so set this scene and say why this had sort of, in a way, been simmering in the back of our minds for a while.
Yes, because Gretchen, I started saying this to you around 2002, I think, because I used to listen to a radio show called The Satellite Sisters. Now it's The Satellite Sisters have a podcast, but they used to have a radio show, and it was five sisters in different locations talking about their lives and different things. And I thought, oh my God, Gretchen and I should do that. And I was always telling you, we need to have a radio show. And you'd say, well, what in the world would we talk about? Because this was before the Happiness Project.
Yes.
And I'd be like, well, who knows what we'll talk about? Something. Yeah. But it'll be interesting. I'm on the West Coast. You're on the East Coast. It'll be fun. It'll be great.
Yeah.
So that was kind of in your mind for years.
It was in my mind for years. And then Jacob Weisberg and Andy Bowers approached me and said, how would you like to have a podcast? And I said, yeah, I think that'd be great. And they said, it's often good to have a co-host. Is there anybody in your life who you think would make a good co-host? And I said, as a matter of fact, I think I have the perfect person. My sister, the sage, would make an outstanding co-host.
Yeah, and Gretchen, I still remember when you called me. I was on my treadmill desk at an office Sarah and I were renting on Tahunga. And you said, well, I have something to ask you. And like, it could not turn out well. You should know that. And it could be a lot of work. But do you want to co-host a podcast with me? And what's funny, at that time, I had never listened to a podcast. I had heard about Serial.
Yeah.
But I was like, what? You download? I didn't even know what downloading meant. It sounded very difficult. But as soon as you said that you wanted to do a podcast, I made it my business, of course, to learn all about podcasts.
Right. And then you quickly became addicted to podcasts and were listening to them
all the time. Yes.
Well, it's sort of a good example of why it is useful to dream big and to be specific. Because sometimes your dreams can come true, but in ways that you didn't anticipate. And I think if you hadn't been saying that to me for so long, it wouldn't have been so obvious to me, like, ooh, I see exactly where we should go with this. And I remember saying to you, this could be a big failure and it will be a public failure. This will be a big flop that will happen, like, mm-hmm. right where everybody can see it.
But I was like, I'm in. I just knew I'd always wanted to do something where I talk.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I love talking.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to step into like this new world. And it was so exciting.
And do you remember where you were like the first time it went live?
Oh, absolutely. I was in Hawaii with Adam and Jack. And I remember sitting on our lanai listening to it. And just being like, I can't believe I have a podcast.
Yeah.
How about you, Gretch?
Well, for me, it was just ordinary life in New York City. But I do remember another time when I was so excited when it dropped was, now this is so braggy, but you and I were in Oprah's pool house together because I was going to record Super Soul Sunday. And they said that you could come with me.
Yes.
So we were both there. We were in the pool house. And our producer at the time, Henry Malofsky, who we love, was like, guys, your numbers are really spiking. Do you know why? And we were like, what's going on? So we were there Googling away from Oprah's pool house. And we realized that BuzzFeed had posted a story called 10 Life-Changing Things to Try in June and had listed our podcast as one of them. And it just, like, our numbers were just skyrocketing. Yes. And I was like, it's never going to be better than this.
Yes, being at Oprah's, being in BuzzFeed.
It was a highlight.
I think I'd had my hair blown out. And Gretchen, I remember very specifically sitting in that pool house and hitting 70,000 downloads.
Yeah.
And our minds were blown. And I have to say, that was really a pivotal moment for the podcast.
It was.
After that, we were always, I don't know, just had traction.
Yeah. That was a big moment. Now, over the years, it was so fun to cast our minds back and think about the last 5 years. And it's funny that I think one of the Try This at Homes that people come back to over and over again is one that we mentioned in that very first episode, which is the 1 minute rule.
Yes. Whenever we're doing a live show and people are, you know, making comments, everyone says, I love the 1 minute rule. It changed my life.
Well, and one of the other ones that, you know, I'm not sure it was actually a Try This at Home. It might have come up in another way, but it's the idea of update, which is our mother's suggestion about sending the quick update emails to each other, which we do all the time still. And so many people have really adopted some form of update with their family or their friends as a way to keep up to date. So it's been fun to see that get traction.
Yeah, and just to remind everyone, updates don't have to be interesting. They can be boring.
No, the motto of update is it's okay to be boring.
Yes. Yeah, many times I'm just reporting the temperature in Los Angeles. Another all-time favorite, Try This at Home, Gretch, was in episode 6, and that is Power Hour.
Yeah, Power Hour is the idea that you make a list of all the sort of nagging tasks that you can procrastinate. You know, things that can be done at any time are often done at no time. And so you make a list and then you're like, for this hour, I will do those things. I will go to the hardware store and get that weird light bulb. And it's amazing how much you can get done in an hour mm-hmm. when you just sort of sit down and do it. And a lot of people feel like Power Hour really helps them get their life working more smoothly.
Yeah, Sarah and I have really adopted this as a team. Like, we have our team Power Hour as writing partners, and it's been really helpful.
Just sort of knock off those nagging emails and stuff.
Yes.
And another one that I think has resonated with a lot of people, we hear about this all the time, is picking the one word theme for the year, which we first introduced in episode 26, but then we've talked about every year. this is just a powerful idea. I think it helps people set priorities, and it's exciting and fun, you know, because you sort of pick your word. My word maybe doesn't sound exciting and fun, infrastructure, but for me, it's extremely like rich. And people have so much fun putting it on their screensaver, making jewelry out of it. Yeah, they do all kinds of creative things with their one-word themes.
Yeah, and Gretchen, a very thoughtful listener sent to us one-word theme bracelets. Mine is lighter, yours is infrastructure, so I will get that in the mail to you.
Excellent. And people also love signature anything. We had signature color. Signature color went nuts. People love signature color. Signature scent, personal symbol.
Yes. And Gretchen, even on Happier in Hollywood, the podcast I co-host with Sarah, I decided I needed a signature designer. Oh. I picked Veronica Beard as my signature designer. But I just love it because signature anything just gives it whimsy. And we're always searching for more whimsy in our lives.
It's self-knowledge plus whimsy. And that is a very, very powerful combination.
Although I still haven't settled on a signature color. I just can't do it.
Well, and I picked the color spectrum, so that's kind of a cheat. Like I do it when, you know, there's when they show like all the colors like in a circle or something. So
we love it, but we just can't commit.
Ooh, but here is like a tease. I'm doing something with scarlet. So stay tuned for what I'm going to do with scarlet for my next book. I will unveil that soon. Yes. Okay.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, Gretchen, one of my personal favorites was to try this at home to go to the doctor.
And why was that? Why is that such outstanding for you?
Well, first of all, the reason we did it is because I shared the story that I had avoided going to the doctor because I felt something in my stomach area and I was very afraid. And then when I finally went to the doctor, it turned out it was fibroids and I ended up having fibroid surgery and taking care of the problem. And anyway, so I shared that and said, just please go to the doctor. And then, Gretchen, a couple things have happened since then. We met a listener before one of our live shows who told us that she actually, inspired by, you know, go to the doctor, had gone to the doctor and discovered that she had cancer. Yes. And she was treating it and had a great prognosis, but that was like, wow.
Yeah.
We were glad to hear that she went to the doctor.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine, another mom at Jack's school, heard me talking about my fibroids. And she said it made her realize she had fibroids and she now has had surgery.
Ah.
So I was like, I am so in awe that we can actually get people to go to the doctor.
Yes.
And things happen as a result.
Yes. Yeah, that was a really, really powerful one. On a lighter note, one of the things that we hear about a lot from episode 88 is to celebrate minor holidays, like Valentine's Day.
Yes, you're so good at this. I still have never done it. I'm terrible.
I think it's fun. It's easy and fun, but it's not for everyone.
Then, of course, Gretchen, we have to mention something that's become a staple for us, which is 18 for 2018, 19 for 2019, and now 20 for 20.
Yes, this is an idea that people really love. It seems to like transform what some people experience as the labor of New Year's resolutions into something that feels much more fun and concrete to tackle. So that's fun. You pick 20 things that you want to accomplish in 2020, and it could be fun things like, I want to try 5 new diners, or it could be something like, I want to go to the doctor, or write a will, or start running every day. You can put it on your 20 for 20 list. And there's just something about putting it on that list that seems like it really helps people carry it out. And because things that are on that list are the things that we think are going to make us happier. It's just very exciting to get things crossed off the list. And then there's side hustles. We've talked a lot about side hustles. We've had Chris Guillebeau on a couple times, for instance, in episode 116. And this is something that many people mention is wanting to do side hustles, where, you know, have that little bit of extra income and flexibility and a chance to do something that's not your day job. So that's a theme that has come up many times.
Yeah, it's interesting. Since I learned what a side hustle was and started thinking about side hustles, I feel like they've just exploded.
Yeah.
Like everybody wants a side hustle.
Yeah, I think it's a real cultural thing now where people really see that as something that they want to cultivate. And listen, there have been some debates where many people have disagreed with us or we've disagreed with each other. One, of course.
The evil donut bringer.
Yes.
I still maintain bringing those donuts to work is evil. And many, many listeners disagree with this. And they think it's wonderful to bring donuts to work. And what is my problem?
Yeah.
So this debate, I don't think it's ever going to be resolved. Yeah. And I think it'll just keep going forever.
Yeah, I tried to frame it with my distinction between the you do you camp, which is what I am, like you do you, and then the let's all join in camp. A lot of people disagreed with that.
So, yes.
This is just an ongoing debate.
As is the great thank you note debate of the 2000s.
Yes. You gave yourself a demerit. I contested the demerit, saying that yes. I didn't think you had to have written the thank you notes. And then so many people wrote in with their thoughts about thank you notes and other ways to write thank you notes and how to make it easier to write thank you notes. And people just have many, many, many thoughts about thank you notes.
Yes, they do. One thing I've noticed, a new trend after a kid's birthday party, is that the parents will write an email to everyone who came to the party and say, thank you so much for coming to so-and-so's party, and thank you for all the amazing gifts. And now that's a thank you note strategy I can get behind. I'm sure many listeners will think that is not a good thank you note strategy. And Gretchen, I have to tell you, I'm ashamed to say, since this great debate, since I gave myself a demerit, I have not improved at all in my writing of thank you notes. So, there it is.
There it is.
Being honest, just being honest.
Coming up, we're going to talk about some of the highlights of the past 5 years, some of our very, very favorite moments. But first, this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. We all know that our life and our health can be improved when we eat nourishing, healthy meals, but it can be hard to maintain. With Sunbasket Meal Kits, it's easy because they take care of the details. Sunbasket offers 18 chef-crafted, dietitian-approved recipes each week with options like Mediterranean, carb-conscious, vegetarian, and keto-friendly. The recipes are quick and easy to follow, and you can enjoy a meal full of organic produce and clean ingredients that's ready in 30 minutes or less.
Try mouthwatering Sunbasket dishes like salmon burgers with lemon dill mayo and seared squash, or steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. My son Jack loves salmon, and he loves the Sunbasket salmon burgers. Go to sunbasket.com/happier today to get $45 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/happier to get $45 off your first box plus free shipping.
And now for some highlights. I have to say that of everything, what's still one of my all-time favorite highlights, Elizabeth, is in season two, when we were talking about the Know Yourself Better question of whether you've ever been upset by a well-intentioned gift. You started talking about how you gave your mother-in-law the electric pedicure thing, the ped egg. Yeah. Oh, yes. My gosh. Rarely have I laughed so hard.
I gave my mother-in-law, and I hope she didn't take it the wrong way. There's the ped egg, which is something you use to scrape calluses off your feet. Well, they have an electric version, and I really wanted one. And so I got one for my mother-in-law, and I really hope she didn't take that as I was commenting on her feet, which, of course, I've never noticed her feet. I just thought I would love to get this. I would never buy it for myself. I'm going to get it for her. So I don't know how she took it because I wasn't there when she opened it.
I am literally gasping. Do you think
that
was
an ill-conceived gift?
I cannot. I have not laughed so hard in a long time. I think that's a gift.
So you did not get Judy one of those?
I think it's hard not to take that as a hint. I think if somebody gives you that, I think you got it. Like, you got to give it in person or like send along a note. I'm giving you this gift because this is something that I would like to get myself, because I feel like that's a gift that just screams hint, hint, hint. Oh my gosh, I still think that is so funny. God. I chuckle if I'm in the drugstore and like see a pedicure set. I'm just like, that is
and
so
I've
funny.
Never asked her what she thought of it, Gretchen. It's still a mystery.
They don't ever
it's
find out.
There is the great mystery of the pedi gift.
It's much more fun for me to imagine all the things that might be going through her.
Oh, goodness. Well, Gretchen, one of my favorite moments, which I didn't know at the time was a favorite moment, it's a favorite moment in retrospect because it's had so much resonance for me, but it comes from our live show in Seattle, which was episode 87. That was when we had our former producer, Kristen Meinzer, with us. And of course, Kristen has gone on to create By the Book, and she wrote a great book about how to start a podcast. So she is doing phenomenally well. Anyway, in that show, we talked about manifestos and we had some audience members come up and share their manifestos. And one ended up having something that has become sort of the motto that Sarah and I live by. So here's her manifesto.
So too much of a good thing ruins everything. lean in, grow where you're planted. Go deep rather than wide. Everything's always gets done. And don't treat gifts as burdens.
So Gretchen, the last item in her manifesto was don't treat gifts like burdens. And Sarah and I heard that and we have adopted don't treat a gift like a burden as something like we say to each other all the time.
Right. Right. It's such a powerful idea. And it really, it's one of these, we talk about reframing so much, and it's one of these really powerful ways to reframe.
And we hear from listeners all the time who say, don't treat a gift like a burden.
Absolutely.
So you just never know when someone's going to share something that just crystallizes in your mind and becomes a cornerstone.
Yeah. Well, and another idea that has really stuck in my mind, it's not a mantra in the same way, but it's just an idea that is so powerful to me, is back in episode 82, a listener was responding to an earlier episode where someone was saying, oh, I lost my engagement ring and I just can't let go of it. I'm upset about it and I can't let it go. And so what do I do to gain my happiness? And this listener said, oh, well, in Japan, we have this idea that sometimes a possession can sacrifice itself for you in order to save you from some kind of greater harm. And so perhaps this person could think of the ring as sacrificing itself for her benefit, and that might ease her pain. And so many people wrote in saying, this is such a beautiful idea and a way to recast something like the loss of an object that maybe somehow there's some beautiful intention behind it.
Yeah, it's just so poetic.
It's so poetic.
Sort of way to think about losing something.
Yeah, that was episode 82. People loved our unplugged episode 150,
oh, yes.
Which was just us talking.
Yes, that was fun. Yes, I think I was on the treadmill desk. You were in your office and we just talked for half an hour. That was fun.
But I have to say, of all the episodes, one of my top five, three, maybe top one is still number 10. Which was the clutter clearing in your closet episode, and then 160 when we did the clutter clearing in your office. But I think 10, I think that was our very first very special episode. That was your idea to do that for our 10th.
Yes, and we had Andy Bowers, who was like the head of Panoply, in my closet with a microphone as we were cleaning. And Gretchen, the highlight of it was when I was trying to pick which pairs of shoes to get rid of. We've got a montage.
So we have some shoe shelves, and they're all actually very neatly organized, and they're all paired up and sitting together. There's a pair of Uggs, which I guess you wear when we go to Kansas City.
There's actually like four pair of Uggs.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm going to give up those tennis shoes.
No.
I'm going to give up these Birkenstocks because they just don't
really. So these are blue suede.
We should take the pad out though to give them away.
Well, we should give these away because they're in really good shape.
Those are really nice too. Like I have these heels. Yeah. That are slightly like,
these
were
the
big.
Shoes I wore to my rehearsal dinner, which were always too small, but I will never.
These are really nice. What do you call that kind of heel? It's like a wedgie.
Wedge. They're like J. Crew.
These are shoes that I never wear.
Ooh, these are fancy.
Oh, I know. Now those are sentimental.
Now these I spotted. What is up with these? These are like.
These are ruby red slippers.
Yeah, these
is what
are,
they are.
I mean, bright red sparkly glitter. My daughter Eleanor had this exact pair of shoes when she was 4 years old.
Fit. I've never worn them once, but Adam bought them for me right when we started dating. Oh. So again, I can't give those. Okay. So those stay in the box.
What's funny, Gretchen, is if you came over now, we'd probably have a very similar conversation. It wouldn't be the exact same shoes because I did get rid of some of them. But in my mind, a few pair of shoes I've gotten since then flash through of that. You'd be going, what are these? What? What is this heel? So anyway.
Well, you know, I cannot wait for the next time to come over and clean whatever your, you know, any corner of your house. I'm like ready, licking my chops.
Yes.
But that was fun. That was really, really fun.
Gretch, one of my highlights was talking to Danny Shapiro, the author of Inheritance. Her book, Inheritance, was our very first book club selection.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that she also was my first writing teacher at Columbia. I never even thought about creative writing until I took her class.
It's so fateful. It's just a strange
yes.
how life turns out and then your paths cross again. And I just saw her. We did an event together. I just saw her and she's like, how's Liz doing? I'm like, everything that rises must converge.
Well, and what's interesting is I believe that was her first time teaching. So she's taught so much since then, of course.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was just like a really seminal class. And I love talking to her on the podcast.
Now, from the sublime to the ridiculous, a very small issue, but something that got people extremely fired up. And we heard from so many listeners was the question of like, what is the best sunscreen?
Yes. Sometimes the most mundane thing elicits an insane amount of reaction.
Yeah, well, because I think everybody knows that feeling of like, there's a big difference between a bad sunscreen and a good sunscreen. And if you find a great sunscreen, you're so excited, you want to tell everybody about it. And I sort of thought, well, there's not going to be a clear winner. Everybody's going to be all over the place. But we did have a clear winner, turns out.
Yes, yes. The clear winner, which I then, of course, bought, is Peter Thomas Roth's Instant Mineral SPF 30. And it's like a powder sunscreen that you can brush on your face.
Well, I will post a link to that in the show notes, of course.
Coming up, we will share some of our big milestones, and also Gretchen and I have written 5th anniversary haikus. But first, this break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Gretchen, you know I love to socialize, but I need to do it in a way that's good for me, that doesn't drain my battery. And therapy can really help figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you, so that you're not just spending out too much of your social energy.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GretchenRubin.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. We have hit so many big milestones, Elizabeth.
Yes.
The biggest milestone, I think, is you starting Happier in Hollywood, your other podcast. I mean, you didn't stop with just one.
Yes. My writing partner, Sarah Fain, and I started Happier in Hollywood. We're about to record, I think, episode 146. And that has brought us so many great things and great relationships. So thank you, everyone who listens to Happier in Hollywood. And if you haven't listened, do check it out.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I started the Onward Project. So that's the family of podcasts that all make your life happier. So Side Hustle School with Chris Guillebeau is one. Do the Thing with Melissa Urban. Happier in Hollywood. They're all great to listen to. So check out those. That was fun to get the Onward Project started.
Yes. We have gone all in on podcasting,
yes,
which I love.
Yes.
Gretch, of course, a huge milestone, I think especially for me, was doing our first live show.
Yes.
The very first one was in San Francisco, and I have never been so scared in my life.
But then we went on to do this big, more recently, we did this huge live tour, and you totally got into your groove. You were so much less nervous. You got so
yes.
much into your performance self. That was
yes.
huge for us. The live touring was a big milestone for us. And we had our merch. That part of that
yes.
was to have merch. We got merch.
Yes, we have talked about having merch for years.
Yes.
And finally, we had the merch.
Yes, and I will link to the merch in the show notes, of course. Please buy your merch. We did a meetup. Oh, and as you
yes.
talked about with Danny Shapiro, we started the book club. That's been so great. That's fairly
yes.
recently, actually.
Yes, I love our book club. Because you know I've never been in a book club before. This is my first time.
Which I think is just staggered. You're in a Mahjong club. How can you not be in a book club?
I know.
And then we have done things with listeners. Everybody has sent in so many great resources. So I did the collection of wedding readings and also readings for funerals and memorial services. And you can get that at GretchenRubin.com/resources. We have the Happier 911 list of excellent happy songs on Spotify that people sent in their like best happy songs. And I'll post a link to that in the show notes if you want to listen to that.
And of course, Gretchen, now we've hit a huge milestone, which is 5 years.
Yes. That is the wood anniversary. Actually, I looked that up. So I was thinking I should give you something wooden, but I didn't, but I could have.
Maybe we should get frames, give each other frames, wood frames.
From Framebridge.
Yes, of course.
Well, as we think about our 5th anniversary, one thing that is like less pleasant to think about is the staggering number of likes, you knows, ums, and ahs that have been cut out over the years. Here is a sample from just our most recent episodes. So it's like with what's his face, and you were like,
yeah, and I mean, Gretchen, let me say that again.
What was I just gonna say?
But you know, can't speak.
You know, now I'm in this is, and also it's sort of like you think,
let me see. So,
let's do that again. Sorry. Okay. Like about to like, you know, and then like when, what, it's like, it's sort of like, no, I mean like,
okay.
I mean, I've seen,
finally, Gretchen, we wanted to mention one last idea that we've loved. We so enjoyed the Try This at Home to Write a Haiku.
Yes.
That was episode 117, and listeners were so enthusiastic about this. Everyone sent in the most fun haikus.
Yeah. Now, I've been thinking a lot about haiku and other kind of very distilled forms because, you know, I'm thinking about writing aphorisms as part of my next project. And revisiting the idea of haiku, I have to say, inspired me with a new idea, which, again, I'm teasing for a future discussion because I'm very excited about it. But I think we were both surprised by how enthusiastically people embrace this, that people really got into writing haikus. It was interesting how people felt that this really did unleash their creativity in a very fun way.
And Gretch, we both wrote haikus in honor of our fifth anniversary, and we're going to share them in a moment. But before we do, we wanted to ask a favor of you, our listeners.
Yes, in honor of our anniversary, please rate and review the show. You hear us ask for that often, but it really, really does help the show. And so if you have never rated and reviewed, we would so appreciate it if you did. And of course, subscribe and spread the word. So many people come to us and say, this person or that person told me about the show. And it really is how people learn and get curious and check it out. So we really appreciate all the listeners who have rated, reviewed, subscribed, and recommended the show. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Yes.
All right, Gretchen, time for our haikus.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
My sister the sage, you make everything more fun. Onward and upward.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
I love it.
I'll frame it in a wooden frame for you.
Oh, I would love that. Okay, you want to hear mine?
Yes.
Okay, this is for you. Gold star sister Gretch, gentle bully, easy laugh, 5 years happier.
Oh, that's so nice. And I love the idea that you call me Gretch because you call me Gretch and mom hates it when you call me Gretch.
I know. Also, it could only be 5 syllables, so I couldn't say Gretchen.
But that makes it seem all the better. Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Thank you.
That makes me so happy. And that is it for our fifth anniversary extravaganza episode of Happier. Every year, we do a best of episode. So if you like this kind of look back format, check out episodes 54, 106, 157, and 209. Thank you for listening. We love our listeners. You are the reason we do this and that we can do this. We love your insights, your observations, hacks, try this at homes, questions, emails. The Happier community is extraordinary.
It is. Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, our engineer, Bob Tabador, and everyone at Cadence 13, including Chris Corcoran, Sage Milgram, Serena Regan, Josephina Francis, Hillary Shupp, Nick Freeman, Jay Green, Lauren Cohen, Danny Kutrick, Harper Wayne, and everyone who helps us do the show. And thank you to everyone we've worked with. Jacob Weisberg, Henry Malofsky, Kristen Meinzer, Odelia Rubin, Cameron Drews, Laura Mayer, and the Wizard of Pods himself, Andy Bowers.
And we want to thank our amazing sponsors who allow us to offer this show for free to listeners. We so appreciate our sponsors. We love our sponsors. And we want to give a special shout out to our most enthusiastic advertisers, Framebridge, Third Love, and Stamps.com. Remember, if you want information about the sponsors and about the codes and what you get and all that, you can always go to happiercast.com/sponsors and you can see all the information there.
Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com.
And if you like the show, well, I already told you, so you know what to do.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Craft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us.
Onward and upward.
Should we say it in chorus?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us.
Onward.
Wait, let's try it again. And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.
Onward and upward.
You're just, it's a little bit too much. I'll pause longer, but okay. You come in, sir. And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.
All right, forget that.
From the Onward Project.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. there is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.